Good morning and welcome back as we reflect today on the breastplate of righteousness. The Roman breastplate was a large piece of leather, bronze or chained mail that covered front and back of a soldier from neck to his thigh. Its purpose was to protect the warrior's heart and other vital organs. Those organs were the core of his physical life. Without it, he would in minutes, in a battle, die. As such, the breastplate was an essential piece of armor. Such is the breastplate of righteousness. It is an essential piece of armor for the believers. It protects the very core of our lives, which is our soul. Righteousness can be seen in two ways in scriptures, positional and practical righteousness. When God gives us the breastplate of righteousness, we are positionally declared righteous before God. And though we are not sinless and perfect, we are still declared righteous by God. But when He declares us righteous, He gives us this breastplate of righteousness, and we are expected to put it on, wear it. In other words, when we are declared righteous, we should be living righteously. When we walk in righteousness day by day, we will be able to resist the wiles and the accusations of the devil. In the third chapter of Zechariah, there is a scene in which Joshua, the high priest, is standing before the angel of the Lord in the temple, and Satan is also standing there to accuse him. The Bible tells us that Joshua is dressed in filthy clothes, and Satan is standing right there to accuse him. But the Lord intervened and rebuked the enemy and said, "Take off his filthy clothes." And the angel clothed him with a change of raiment. After the Lord clothed him with a change of raiment, he said to Joshua, "I cause thine iniquity to pass from thee." And in the NIV, it says, "See, I have taken away your sins, and now I'm giving you these fine new clothes." My brothers and sisters, when the Lord takes away our sins and takes away our iniquities, He gives us this new piece of armor that is the breastplate of righteousness. The clothes were not something Joshua acquired for himself, but rather it was given to him by the Lord. And it is this righteousness alone that enabled him to stand against the accusations of the enemy. We too are given this breastplate of righteousness so that we can stand against the accusations, the wiles, and the attacks of the enemy. But how does this breastplate of righteousness work? How do we walk in this righteousness? How do we practice this righteousness? Zechariah 3 verse 7 says, "God gave Joshua a charge. If you will walk in my ways and keep my charge." And I love how the New Living Translation puts it. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. If you follow my ways and carefully serve me, then you will be given authority over my temple and its courtyards. And I will give thee places to walk among those that stand by. It was William Barclay who said, "Words are no defense against accusations, but a good life is." So, my brothers and sisters, how is your walk? Are you walking according to God's ways? Are you keeping His charge by being obedient to His word? How is your obedience to God's words? Are you carefully serving the Lord? Do you have on your breastplate of righteousness? And are you walking in your armor? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this breastplate of righteousness that you have given to your people. We pray, Lord, that we will seek to wear it each and every day of our lives. That, Lord, we will recognize that even though you have given us this breastplate of righteousness to wear, we have a responsibility to walk in this righteousness. Help us, Lord God, to check our lives on a daily basis to see whether we are walking in this righteousness or not. For we are reminded that without holiness, no man shall see God. And so we pray, God, that we will not give the enemy an opportunity to launch accusation at us because we are not walking in righteousness. So, Father, we pray that if it is that we are wearing filthy garments, that, Lord, you will replace it with the breastplate of righteousness, as you did for Joshua when you replaced his garments. In Jesus' name, amen.